Hebrew Psalms and Love Songs. It's a concert celebration of the Piedmont Chamber Singers and their 35 years of great choral singing. The 2013 PCS season has been devoted to widening its audience and celebrating the diversity of our local culture through collaboration. So far, they've collaborated with the Hispanic Arts Initiative for an evening of Latino music, the Moravian Music Foundation for a unique Christmas program, and coming up this weekend, the Piedmont Chamber Singers will be joined by the outstanding Winston-Salem Youth Chorus for a program of Jewish music. The concerts are Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 in Ardmore Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, and Sunday, April 14th at 3 o'clock in Temple Emmanuel. Piedmont Chamber Singers director Wendy Looker spoke with me recently about the program, which will feature works by Leonard Bernstein, his Chichester Psalms, and Eric Whitaker's five Hebrew love songs.
Both composers have a very accessible language. Lots of memorable melodies, and choirs love to sing Eric Whitaker, and singers love to sing Bernstein as well, and particularly the Chichester Psalms. Walter Hussey, the reverend who commissioned it, he was okay with there being some popular elements. So he actually asked that there be a little bit of musical theater in the piece. And so what's interesting is that some of the themes come from his musical theater works. And the one in particular that's the difficult part in the second movement for the men to sing was originally supposed to be in West Side Story.
In addition to those sections, the reminiscent of West Side Story, which came out in the late 50s, mm-hmm. you get this gorgeous choral writing for the ensemble and for boy soprano. And boy, what a challenging, gripping part that is.
It's a really neat juxtaposition. The psalm that begins that movement that the boy soprano sings, Psalm 23, and it's supposed to be sung by David as a character, sort of, because Bernstein notes in the score that it needs to be sung by a male, whether it be a male boy soprano or a countertenor, but that it's absolutely not to be sung by a female.
I should say that the no soprano rule is often broken, and for good reason, because that boy soprano vocal part is a real challenge. I understand Daniel Winkleman is well up to the task.
Oh, he's so wonderful. I heard him for the first time last week, and he just is unfazed. You know, anything I ask him for, he just looks at me and says, okay.
Eric Whitaker, as a composer, well, you use the word accessible. It really is. It's music that will move people from all generations.
Yeah, it's very tonal, lovely melodies, interesting harmonies, but nothing too complex. But there's a great variety as well. One of the movements has tambourine and is quite lively. And then there's a great movement about snow. The poetry is, "What snow? Like little dreams falling from the sky."
Piedmont Chamber Singers director Wendy Looker. Hebrew Psalms and Love Songs is Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 in Ardmore Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, and Sunday, April 14th at 3 in Temple Emmanuel. You'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. In addition to music by Bernstein and Whitaker, will be a new work based on a late 19th century Yiddish operetta by young Jewish composer Corinne Duffy and Giuseppe Verdi's powerful Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves from the opera Nabucco. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.